Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
All right, once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the website, and some interesting stories up there today. Thanks to listeners like you. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have anything on the site. It would be one of those we tell you what's important sites, which is what it used to be a few years ago, and now it's a you tell us what's important site, meaning that you find something interesting online, you submit it as show prep, other listeners vote whether they like or dislike it, and the most voted on make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Now, there's something in the news here that I saw this story, Julia, and I thought of you.
Uh-oh.
And there's certain topics that really you have a serious interest in. And I think everybody's got topics that are their pet issues. You are really into music, and, like, it's a passion for you. I think you described yourself as a music snob, because you've got a very distinct set of preferences.
Sure.
And anything that falls outside of that set of preferences is, well, some of it is pretty offensive to you. And
I don't know if offensive is the right word.
There's one artist in particular that I'm thinking of. So it has to do with that. It has to do with music. And it has to do with MDMA, which is something that you have some familiarity with, I suppose.
A little.
We could say. So, headline from TMZ.com, which is one of these kind of like online scandal rags for the pop music industry or for all popular culture. Madonna is under attack by one of the most famous DJs in the world, who's pissed at the Material Girl for glamorizing the use of ecstasy during a recent concert.
I literally read this article like just a few minutes ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How did it make you feel?
I think it's funny.
So, I thought you'd be infuriated. DJ Deadmau5 was clearly watching when Madge, I guess that's what they call her in the pop culture circles, took the stage at the Ultra Music Festival in Miami, which is used to be an electronic music festival.
It still is, but it's just, I went to one of the original Ultras. I don't remember if it was two or three, but I started going really early on when Ultra was, it was still big, but it was small, much smaller. Mm-hmm. And I went every year for 5 years, and it seems like every year it got worse and worse. It got bigger. They started bringing in artists that I don't really classify as electronic. It kind of...
Like Madonna?
Yeah, I mean, really. One year they had Moby, and that's one of those artists that, like, isn't really... You know what I mean? Like, underground electronic, it's kind of in that gray area.
So you're saying it started as an underground event?
I would say sure. I mean, there was the big name DJs, like Paul Van Dyke and all those big trance guys. But they always had a lot of tents with more underground, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It just started getting less and less, and it's expensive, and it's just not my... It's like a rock concert. You know what I mean? And it kind
of... Not your scene anymore.
No, not at all.
So Madonna was there. She took the stage and shouted to the crowd, quote, "How many people in this crowd have seen Molly?" And I guess there's a video evidence of this happening. And for those that don't know, Molly is a slang term for MDMA, which is, as they describe here, one of the key ingredients in ecstasy. I guess that's an accurate statement these days.
Well, that breaks my heart when people say that, because... MDMA is ecstasy.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Right. But I don't want to...
Sort of like how libertarians are supposed to apply themselves with a principle.
Right. I don't like the idea of catering to that at all, because then what you start doing is you start getting these young kids who say things like, you know, well, ecstasy is different every time. No, it isn't. And when you don't demand MDMA in your ecstasy, then you are just asking for trouble. Right? Because these pills are just filled with garbage.
With who
knows
what.
And I hear so many people today saying things like, well, sometimes, like, M1 is Molly. No, it isn't. MDMA is ecstasy. End of story. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, there's more to say about it. And that is the reason why it is like this. And of course, that's because of Prohibition. in that it was, before it was prohibited, MDMA was available. People were using it for like psychological studies and helping people get over issues.
And
that they,
recreational. You
know, and recreationally as well. And there's a great, there's an excellent television piece on it, and you know what it's called, but I forget.
Ecstasy Rising?
Ecstasy Rising from ABC, was it ABC News?
Yes, Peter Jennings.
About around the turn of the century, I think, is when that came out, around the year 2000 or so. Mm-hmm. And that's when they really go into the, they get into the history of MDMA and what it was and what it became. And it didn't become this drug cocktail, or rather ecstasy didn't become this drug cocktail until it became illegal. And it started being manufactured in the black market by unscrupulous people who were just looking to turn a quick buck on some victims, you know, some unsuspecting ravers or partiers or wherever they're going to push these pills.
Well, and I think something that's interesting to point out is that ecstasy, even though, yes, there have always been, since it's been illegal, there have been some pills with questionable things, it is way worse today than it used to be. Like, there's way more of a percentage of the pills that aren't real.
Is that just your personal experience, is that true across the board?
A, my personal experience, but B, really the only way that one could look at this would be going to ecstasydata.org, which has tested pills through, I think it's called GCMS. It's a real pill testing, like really high-tech stuff. They have a DEA licensed lab to do this. They test ecstasy pills, and they have since 2001, I believe. And if you calculate, if you do the statistics, and obviously that's not a perfect study or anything like that, but if you do the statistics of pills that were MDMA and contain other ingredients, over the years it has gotten worse, worse, worse. And if you look at the way it used to be, there would be a pill that was like DXM, or it would be ecstasy and caffeine. You know, there'd be like two adulterants, maybe something to cut it down. Now there are so many pills, and they have 5-6 chemicals you've never heard of. So just disgusting chemical cocktails.
So there's more to say about this. Of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, as always, I think it's important to urge caution, not just for the reasons that you're giving, Julia, in that if you're purchasing something called ecstasy on the black market, you don't know what you're getting unless you test it yourself or unless someone that you trust
right.
has verified they've tested it. But on top of that, just the use of any psychoactive substance, or in this case, then pathogen. The use of any drug can be addictive if it's, you know, if people have a good time with it. There's always that psychological addiction that can come along with it, and so one should be very, you know, I think, come into this with certain expectations and caution. But on this show, we realize that people are going to use drugs on Free Talk Live. This isn't some sort of prohibitionist show. I think that all drugs should be completely legal, and I think that if we have legal or fully decriminalized drugs, then better information will be out there about them. We'll have, if ecstasy, for instance, is manufactured in a legal framework, then it'll be available through controlled manufacturing conditions with quality control, and there will be no more question about what it is that you're buying, which of course leads people to better be able to know what to expect from a product, and to better measure a dose of a product.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because in the Netherlands, they actually have, it's not legal, but they rolled out this huge harm reduction, the government actually rolled out this huge harm reduction initiative years ago, and they have test centers where you can take your pill, you bring a pill, you drop it off, and they'll test it for you, mm-hmm. and like a real test, and they'll tell you how much MDMA is in it, and everything else, you know what I mean, what's in it and how much. So the Netherlands has the best ecstasy pills in the world. They're the strongest, so you only need one. You don't have to keep redosing, and they're also the cleanest.
Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. What was it that happened, though, with Madonna down at the Ultra Festival, where she got on stage and basically endorsed using MDMA to what is a huge crowd? 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you here. And those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners.
over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is what will get you there. And it's free, just like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's free thanks to great sponsors like SACL CAI. You want collections done and you want it done with respect, then you should visit SACL CAI because they'll handle that vexing task for you. And they'll do it in a way that's going to keep your customers on board down the line as well, which is important. So go to SACL CAI's banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. So two topics near and dear to Julia's heart, music and MDMA, which is commonly known as ecstasy, but unfortunately the term ecstasy isn't really known as MDMA anymore. I guess it's not really even accurate to say it's commonly known as ecstasy. It's probably not true.
Something that's been kind of interesting about the whole adulterated pills getting, like, really bad, at least in this corner of the United States, but it's all over the United States, is that Molly, which is
that's
supposed to be MDMA
term.
Crystals or powder, has made a comeback. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a raver, when I was 16, you couldn't find Molly. You only got pressed pills.
Gotcha.
And now Molly's made a comeback, but the problem with that is now they are starting to sell methylone and mephedrone and all these other things as
these are
Molly.
These designer drugs, basically?
Yes.
That, let's see, what are they calling it? Bath salts, some of them?
Yeah. So they're selling these now as Molly.
And are there ways to test for
yes.
that?
Yes, okay. Yes. In fact, anytime we talk about ecstasy, I just have to say this. Please, please, if you purchase ecstasy, $20, you can get a marquee. Go to dancesafe.org, buy yourself a test kit, or at least one of the bottles. The marquee is the one mm-hmm. I recommend. It will save you money. It will save you from having a really bad night. And, when you're going to eat ecstasy and you get a drug that makes you feel terrible, I mean, that's just the worst. Because ecstasy is a drug that makes you feel so good that when you're anticipating that and instead you get sick and you can't leave the bathroom, I mean, that's just mean.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Madonna got on stage at Ultra Music Festival in Miami, huge music festival, and shouted to the crowd, "How many people in this crowd have seen Molly?" And the crowd cheered at the comment. There was another music artist named Dead Mouse with a 5 at the end. Most people who are probably under the age of 30 have heard of this person. Went to his Facebook page and ripped the singer a new one. He said, quote, "Very classy there, Madonna. Herder, has anyone seen Molly?" He writes in all caps. "Such a great message for the young music lovers at Ultra." He added, "Quite the effing philanthropist, but hey, at least you're hip and trendy," etc., etc. So far, no response from Madonna on the incident. So, is Deadmau5 a... It sounds to me like he is an electronic music artist who is anti-drug, essentially?
He is very anti-drug, and the most amusing part about that is that there are pictures of him online from when he was a teenage raver mm-hmm. or a younger raver, and I definitely see some indications of drug use.
In the pictures?
Yes. He is a straight edge, although, I mean, there was one place where he was DJing and he passed out in the middle of the set and had to leave. And to me, that says drug addict. Like, that says heroin or something like that.
Now, so you think he's like a hypocrite, kind of like Rick Santorum?
Yeah,
where
I do, personally.
He says he's not gay, or he says he doesn't like gays, but may actually be a closeted.
Yeah, I do. I think that he is, you know, if you look at the guy, he looks like he could definitely be a drug addict to me. And when he passed out on stage, I chuckled, you know, ha-ha. Because he said it was from exhaustion, but DJing is an exhaustion, especially, I mean, he just presses some buttons, you know, he's not really doing much. In regards to what he said, I find it very amusing. And, you know, first of all, to pretend like she's somehow encouraging Molly is going to make a difference in any way, she's not. There is tons and tons and tons of ecstasy and other drugs at Ultra, and her saying it isn't going to change that at all.
Well, this is one of the critiques, right, of there's people out there, like, right now, listening to this show, probably thinking similar things as Mr. Deadmau5 did in this particular case, in that the idea is, Julia, that simply by talking about these things and talking honestly, which is what Madonna was doing. She was just acknowledging the truth, and that is that she's at a music festival where it's highly likely people have used MDMA or something that is offered for sale as
well. Ecstasy. And I feel like at concerts too, like a hippie fest and things like mm-hmm. that, they'd probably make drug references. You know, other drugs or whatever would be like a Fish concert, right? That's acid.
Yeah, but I mean, Madonna's not. Fish isn't Madonna, right? Madonna
is
still huge.
But
she's
to say
really
it's outrageous
popular.
For a rock star or someone to come in favor of drug use is pretty silly.
It's certainly not unheard of, but then again, when you look at stories like Dionne Warwick a few years ago getting busted for having, she had some marijuana in her bag at an airport.
That's dumb.
She backed away from it. She pretended like it wasn't hers. Oh, how did that get there? So there's still a stigma that surrounds this. And that's where kind of this article is coming from over at TMC. It's like, oh, how could she? How could she? There are children. There are children in this audience. And there could be young people listening to this show, too, which is why I think it's so important to have these conversations. Because I don't want to see anybody, whether it's a teenager or a young person or somebody older than that, I don't want to see anybody go and get into a situation where they encounter drugs and they don't know what to do, but they want to use them because they're being pressured or whatever, they think it's cool or whatever it is their motivations are, and they go into it without any knowledge. I was talking with some parents recently that said that they thought their teenage daughter was really important for her to hang out with teenagers. Like, why? Wouldn't you want your son or daughter to hang out more with or to spend more time with adults so they can be better culturalized and be less likely to make stupid choices? Because you put everybody around people the same age, especially people that have no significant life experience of which to speak, and you're going to have huge mistakes made.
Yeah.
Do you want your kids to learn about drugs from you, the parent? Or do you want them to learn about it from their 13, 14, 15-year-old friends at high school party one night at 2 in the morning when somebody comes with a bowl of pills and offers them out? This stuff happens, apparently. When I heard about this, it was unbelievable to me. Kids taking handfuls of prescription pills from a candy bowl. I don't know if handfuls, but taking prescription pills, just random pills being put into a bowl.
I've seen it done.
You've seen this.
Oh, yes. I have a horror story with that, actually.
Let's
not
talk
me
about
personally,
it.
But...
Because this is terrible and dangerous. 855-450-FREE. So the purpose of talking about these things is to acknowledge reality, and that is that people will use drugs, and then attempt to reduce the harm that can come to people from the irresponsible use of those drugs. 855-450-FREE. And you're welcome to tell your stories as well. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that await you there. In fact, one of those features is our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. That'll get you quick access to our live streams and the podcast. All of it for free at m.freetalklive.com. We're talking about some comments that were made by Madonna on a stage at Ultra Music Festival, and not so much her comments, but the issues that surround it. She acknowledged on stage that the people at this particular music festival, which is more of an electronically-based music festival, were likely to be on MDMA. That's just how it is at electronic music festivals. And so she acknowledged that and asked the question, how many people had seen Molly tonight, which is a thinly veiled reference to the idea that people were using MDMA or what was purported as MDMA, but likely probably wasn't MDMA because of the black market where unscrupulous criminals will manufacture pills and market those pills at places like music festivals as one product, but in point of fact, they're not at all. Now, I guess they do this because they can get the ingredients cheaper.
It's much cheaper.
Yeah.
I one time saw an article about BZP, which is a piperazine, which is one of the worst ecstasy substitutions. that is frequently in pills over here. And I once saw the price listed for a barrel of this stuff, like during a bust. There was a bust of it,
yep.
And they said the price, and it was dirt cheap.
So this is illegal, too?
It is illegal.
Replacement?
So you would get in the same amount of trouble, but it's so much cheaper, and I think it's probably just easier to get, I guess.
So these criminals manufacture these pills, and they put them out on the streets, and they essentially poison the idea of what the drug originally was. As you pointed out, Julia, the MDMA has very specific effects, but if you just go out and randomly buy some pill at a club and eat it...
If you randomly buy some pill anywhere...
You're wherever, right. And you don't know what you're getting unless you take the time to do your due diligence and look into this stuff. And that's really what we're suggesting here tonight, is if you're going to be somebody who uses a drug, don't walk into it blind. Don't take somebody's recommendation unless that person is absolutely, positively 100% someone that is trustworthy, that you know for a fact has like a test kit and has verified the claims. And that's what I would recommend. I think it's so important that people come across this information. Arrowhead.org is a great site to learn more about various different drugs, including prescription pills, by the way, which also there's a lot of prescription pills out there. In fact, that reminds me, we're going to have you tell a story, because I've heard stories. I haven't seen this happen in person, but I've heard stories of high school parties where somebody shows up with just a bowl full of prescription pills and hands them out. Who knows what's in there?
Yeah. Well, I had a friend once who, one time we had like a little party, I guess, just between the three of us. It was mm-hmm. me and my friend and my other friend. And we had ecstasy that night, but there wasn't enough to share. So he was just going to be drinking. And he drank a lot of liquor, hard liquor. And he had this Altoids container, which had a variety of prescription pills in it.
Oh, boy.
And we told him not to take it. You know, we said, that's not a good idea. Drinking and prescription pills, bad. I see some muscle relaxers in there. Your heart's a muscle, bad.
Oh,
shouldn't
boy.
Do it. Well, he took all of them.
How old was this?
16.
Oh, man.
He took all of them. We didn't even notice. You know what I mean? We didn't know he did. But
oh,
by the end
God.
Of the night, he was sitting in a corner. He had snuck out of his house, too, I might add. So he was sitting in a corner.
He took the whole tin, Altoids tin full of pills?
It was like 14 pills, I'd say. You know, he was just drunk, and he was popping them.
Oh, wow.
So he's sitting in a corner, and we went, like, sleeping with his head in his knees, and we went to go wake him up. And, you know, we shook him and tapped him, and he wasn't waking up.
Oh, boy.
And he finally sat up, and he opened his eyes, and they were the opposite of cross-eyed. Like, one eye was up here, and one eye was down here,
whoa.
And it was the... I mean, he looked at us with these big cross-eyed eyes, and we were just... It was really awful to look at. So
just because his muscles were so whacked out,
his body was so
influenced by these pills.
So we took him home, and he had to sneak back in his window, and we said,
Was he able to, like, navigate in any way, shape, or form?
Enough to get back in the window,
amazing.
I guess.
Amazing.
But, we took him home, and we said, please, whatever you do, don't go to sleep. You know, your heart is a muscle. We're a little concerned about you. I don't know if you can stay awake for a little while longer. But it doesn't seem like a good idea for you to go to bed right now. And he went in and he passed out. And his mom couldn't get him up in the morning in the same fashion. And at about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, she became concerned. And when she finally got him up, his eyes were like that. And she flipped out and she took him to the hospital. And he ended up in a coma for about 18 hours. And he was okay. But he was on legal trouble. He'd gotten busted with pot when he was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was, and this kid was always on probation, and he had to go to rehab, and he's been in and out of jail since then, too. So
great.
It's a sad story.
No
I know,
doubt.
Like, that's going to help his problems, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that was my experience with someone taking a variety of pills.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you get more information about a lot of this stuff, whether it's prescription pills or something that is completely illegal. You can go to arrowhead.org. You also recommended for MDMA specifically, ecstasy data?
Ecstasydata.org, yes.
.org. Yeah.
I would not recommend pill reports.
Okay.
I don't trust them.
Because any old person can just...
Yeah, and I see things that, like people... It looks like a lot of dealers get on there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they post their pills, and they're like... And what they've
they're
started...
They're great!
Right, what they've started doing, because people will call them out on it, is they'll go, no, you know, I admit, these aren't MDMA, but I ate them, and they were so much fun! You know, it's some garbage chemical cocktail pill. So I just... I'm done with pill reports. I do not go on there. I'll get in a fight with somebody.
855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your stories here. In other news, according to the UK's Independent, independent.co.uk, since we're on the illegal drug topic, psychedelic drug LSD could be used as an effective method to treat alcoholism. Speaking of alcohol, scientists say the use of lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, coupled with relapse prevention treatments, could help alcoholics steer clear of the bottle, according to research published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. Terry Krebs and Paul Orjan Johansson, who are performing research fellowships at Harvard Medical School, examined a number of previous studies, mostly from the 1960s and 70s, and found that a number of clinics used LSD to treat alcoholism with some success. So just to put this in perspective, this is old news. They were looking into this 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's coming around again, because what's old is new again, that LSD could actually be really helpful for people with a serious, I guess some would call this a disease, right? Alcoholism is a disease?
Some people call it a disease. I'm not sure
disorder,
I believe that.
A serious problem, because it is a problem in a lot of cases, although there are functional alcoholics, to help these folks. And, of course, the government doesn't want this information getting out, just like they don't want the information getting out. We should have mentioned before that MDMA can help people with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, a serious issue that affects a lot of people, especially those coming back from war. It's been shown that MDMA can treat PTSD successfully in one dose. I mean, that
yeah,
is
it's
stunning.
Incredible.
And this is after all of the other PTSD treatments that are, like, doctor-approved or system-approved have failed. So these people have failed at everything that's inside this system. They try one dose of MDMA under the right conditions. Problem solved. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can support us by going to amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We will take that money and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, podcast, forum, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned and members in good standing in the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. So get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So this was news to me, but for people that have been around for a while, this may not have been news, especially anybody that's been paying attention to the history of LSD, lysergic acid diethylamide. Turns out that back in the 1960s and 70s, there were a number of clinics that had used LSD to treat alcoholism with some success. The people that were doing this study today say that they found evidence for a clear and consistent beneficial effect of a low dose of LSD for treating alcohol dependency. They examined 536 participants across six medical trials and found that 59% of LSD patients had improved compared to 38% of control patients. Researchers say the positive effects of a single dose of the drug tested by a standardized assessment of problem alcohol use appeared to last for up to 12 months.
Wow.
So that's one dose, and a relatively light dose. Now, they don't get into the details on how many nanograms we're talking about here, because if I'm not mistaken, is it nanograms or micrograms?
I'm pretty sure it's micrograms.
Micrograms.
How many micrograms?
19 nanograms.
You should remember. Know these things, Julia.
I don't need LSD anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think it's micrograms because it's my first choice, and that's usually right, but it could be nanograms.
Okay, so we should probably find that out.
Okay,
can you check that for me?
I'll Google it right now.
Excellent. So they don't give you those details, but a relatively low dose, they say. So probably, you know, low enough to where they're not hallucinating severely, because from the stories I've heard, you can get into some really unusual places, you know, if you take too much LSD. The most I've ever taken was one hit. And, of course, the amount in one hit can vary widely, because we are talking about, again, a black market product where there's no consistency in the you know, one batch to another. Because people that are buying in the black market, they buy what comes around. And what comes around doesn't necessarily come through the same channels. I suppose if you were getting it from the same exact source every single time, then your odds would be better of knowing what you're getting. But that just usually doesn't work that way.
No.
In the black marketplace. So that's something to keep in mind here. And it's a kind of a theme we've been talking about throughout the hours, that the black market brings inconsistency to products. It brings questionability to products. You may not even be dealing with what you think you're dealing with. But in this case, they know they were dealing with LSD. These are clinical trials. So they had the absolute guarantee this was the product they were dealing with, and they knew how much they were talking about. Did you find out what it was?
Yes, it's micrograms.
Micrograms. So they knew how much they were dealing with. They were administering it under controlled conditions, and a significant increase, I mean, very statistically significant here, 50% of LSD patients had improved with their alcohol dependency problems. The effects, the positive effects of a single dose of the drug lasted for up to 12 months. In the PTSD treatments we were talking about with MDMA before, they cured it.
Yeah.
It was like 80%. Now, admittedly, the sample size in the MDMA study that I saw was relatively small, but it was still a huge number, a percentage of the sample size that had significant effects.
I think it was something around 79%.
About 80%. I mean, 80% cured after one dose in a controlled environment in the psychologist's office or psychiatrist's office. So it wasn't at a rave or something like that. But these are really amazing stories, incredible news being reported in mainstream journalist publications. When The Independent at independent.co.uk publishes an article about how LSD may aid alcoholism treatment, this isn't an article saying, hey, everybody, go out and party and use drugs irresponsibly. This is something to point out, look, this is really something that can help people. And in fact, it's really sad that we don't know how many people can be helped. So this is kind of old news. As I was saying, back in the 60s and 70s, they were doing clinical trials. They found out it can help people with alcoholism. What else can be helped? What other maladies can be remedied? What other mindsets can be changed? What other benefits can society receive from using these drugs?
Right. I mean, it's sad. You know, I think about just all of the lost opportunities, and I have trouble believing that it's going to end anytime soon. I sure hope.
In our lifetime?
In our lifetime that I see this legal.
I sure hope so, too. I don't know either, Julia, because, you know, you go and you look at medical marijuana, and it's like pulling teeth to try to just allow people who are sick to use medical marijuana.
Yeah.
To get these politicians to change their mind on it. And then when you even talk to folks who are advocates of marijuana decriminalization about other drug decriminalization, they freak out and they say that, you know, that they can't, well, we can't do that. I don't use those drugs, so it's bad to legalize those drugs. But we need to be consistent. If the reason to legalize marijuana is that the harms of prohibition are way worse than the problems the drug might cause for somebody. That, to me, that's a reason to use it, or to legalize it. There are other reasons, of course. The war on drugs is really expensive.
It's morally wrong.
But there's a morality aspect as well. There's the question of who owns you, And do you own your own body, and do you get to decide what to put into it? Look, I get it. I don't support drug use across the board. I don't. So there's some really scary drugs out there, and some really dangerous drugs. But one drug is not equivalent to another. Heroin is not the same as ecstasy. Not at all.
And that doesn't mean that heroin should be illegal either.
No. And in fact, heroin is legal in the form of methadone, in the form of oxycodone, and the form of hydrocodone. I mean, so really, even MDMA, excuse me, not MDMA, but even meth. There's a legal version of meth out there.
It's called Desoxy. It started out legally. That's how it started out. Meth began as a prescription drug, a diet pill.
So these are really important things. People need to hear the truth about these matters. There's a little bit more to the story here from The Independent regarding the LSD and assisting folks with alcohol dependency. They suggested the repeated use of the medication coupled with preventative treatments might provide more sustained results. Investigators of one trial which was examined said it was rather common for patients to claim significant insights into their problems, to feel that they had been given a new lease on life, and to make a strong resolution to discontinue their drinking.
That's interesting, because when I think about, if I was to describe what the LSD experience is like for someone who doesn't know anything about it or has never done it, the way I would describe it is, in addition to the hallucinations and some of the beautiful things you see, I feel like, you know, for the first 4 hours or so, well, during the come up, you're like starting to understand something, and then like you feel like you've just figured life out, whatever it is. I mean, you feel like you really have a grasp on understanding the universe.
But you can't really put it into words.
No,
can
you can't put it into words. And then as you start to lose the effects, it starts to pull away from you, and you desperately try to grab it and figure it out again, and then it's just gone. That's how I would describe it.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Michael's listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if you guys knew that Bill W., the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, actually experimented with LSD and was excited about its possibilities for treating alcoholism.
Wow, no, I did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, he got he stopped doing it because he kind of got shouted down by the members of the group he started, which is, I went through a lot of AA, and I'm still sober since 1994. I don't go to meetings anymore. I've had a lot of issues with meetings, but I think that the whole basic idea of it is good, and the sort of political...
Well, hold that thought, Michael. If you can stick with us here through the news, I'd like to bring you back, talk more about AA and, you know, the attitude of these folks, this attitude I presume he's talking about of, well, any kind of modification of your consciousness is bad. 855-450-FREE. You can take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com. As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.